That's the Tommy Dorsey Band in 1949 playing Charlie Shaver's Puddle Womp. This is David Brent Johnson, and it's Tommy Dorsey, the post-war years, coming up on this edition of the Big Bands. Tommy Dorsey's Big Band in 1949 doing trumpeter Charlie Shaver's Puddle Womp off the Bluebird CD, Tommy Dorsey and His Orchestra, the post-war era. Charlie Shaver's the trumpet soloist you heard there, and Boomy Richmond was the person you heard on tenor sax. We're wrapping up our observation of the Tommy Dorsey centennial with this program. We've done a couple of other programs since the 100th anniversary of Dorsey's birth in late November. Couple of things have marked that milestone. Peter J. Levinson's new biography, Tommy Dorsey, Living in a Great Big Way, has been published. And BMG Sony has put out a 3-CD centennial collection of Tommy Dorsey's music, including some of the music he did with his brother Jimmy. This program will be devoted to the recordings of Tommy Dorsey's post-World War II big band, the 1947 through 1950 era. It was a band that continued to feature many stellar musicians, Ziggy Elman and Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Buddy Rich on drums, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, and also arranger Cy Oliver, who'd been with Dorsey since the beginning of the 1940s and who'd done so much to revitalize Dorsey's sound. He continued to be a force in this band, too. And we'll hear him singing as well on this track that he arranged, Come Rain or Come Shine, Tommy Dorsey and Cy Oliver on the Big Bands.
Nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. Don't ever forget me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me.
You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Thank you.
To Cy Oliver, arrangements recorded by the Tommy Dorsey Big Band in 1946. That one was Then I'll Be Happy, and before that, Come Rain or Come Shine with Cy Oliver singing on that track as well, both of those off the Bluebird CD. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the post-war era. Another arranging force in the post-war band was Bill Finnegan, who had worked quite a lot with the Glenn Miller Big Band in the early 1940s and who would go on to form his own big band with Eddie Sauter in the 1950s. Finnegan had done a chart for Tommy Dorsey all the way back in 1939 at the age of 22, Lonesome Road. In fact, it was that arrangement that inspired Glenn Miller to hire Finnegan. And Finnegan had been very influenced by Cy Oliver's charts for Jimmy Lunsford at the time. In fact, Finnegan later said he wondered if that was why Tommy Dorsey ended up hiring Cy Oliver around 1940, because he liked the arrangement of Lonesome Road so much, and that was basically Bill Finnegan working off Cy Oliver's influence. But the Dorsey Band recorded a number of Bill Finnegan arrangements in the post-war era, and we're going to hear several of them now, starting off with Bingo Bango Boffo on the Big Bands. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy Ann. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we carry on with Tommy Dorsey from the Cafe Rouge of the Pennsylvania, New York City. With a little thing, I think it may be in semi-bebop.
No.
No. You would know it by its title, Pussy Willow. That's real bebop.
Tommy Dorsey Band, a 1948 broadcast there of Bill Finnegan's Pussy Willow, and you heard Tommy Dorsey giving a sort of horrified no, no when the MC introduced it as a semi-bebop number. We also heard the Dorsey Band doing Bill Finnegan's arrangements of At Sundown, recorded in 1946, and Bingo Bango Boffo, both of those off Tommy Dorsey, the post-war era, and the broadcast off a Hep CD. Tommy Dorsey at the Fat Man's, 1946 through 1948. Other band leaders were criticizing Tommy Dorsey vociferously for not allowing bebop influence in his band around this time. In fact, there was even a radio symposium with people like Nat King Cole and Woody Herman really knocking Dorsey for this. The ironic thing is that many of these same band leaders ended up disbanding their own orchestras within weeks or months afterwards after making this criticism. Dorsey himself had disbanded for several months at the beginning of 1947 and had split his time between DJing and taking it easy on his boat down in Florida. But he was a pretty driven guy. Frank Sinatra once referred to him years later after Dorsey had died as the General Motors of the big band business. And by the spring of 1947, he had reformed his band. He never did really, though, develop warm feelings towards bebop. Alto saxophonist Sid Cooper was one of the bebop rebels in Dorsey's band, kind of along with Buddy DeFranco and Dodo Marmarosa. In fact, Sid Cooper, according to Peter Levinson's biography, used to write bebop arrangements of Charlie Parker's tunes like Coco, and some members of the Dorsey band would have secret jam sessions in which they would play this music. Evidently, Dorsey heard about this and kind of wanted to check it out for himself, and according to Levinson, he walked right into the middle of an arrangement and told the musicians, "Keep playing. I just wanted to hear what you guys are up to," and asked afterwards, "What is that stuff? I really like it." When informed that it was called bebop, Levinson says, he angrily left the room and slammed the door. This bizarre incident was just another example of the enigmatic Dorsey. In fact, not long after that, Tommy Dorsey fired pianist Dodo Marmarosa for incorporating bebop into one of his piano solos. We'll hear a tune now that was written by one of the bebop rebels in Dorsey's band, Sid Cooper, along with trumpeter Charlie Shavers. The Dorsey band recorded it in 1946, but it was not released until this Bluebird compilation came out in the 1990s. Here's the Tommy Dorsey Big Band with Rest Stop.
The top of 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 the top of
Quite an exhibition there for trombonist Tommy Dorsey. Trombonology, recorded in 1947, probably one of the best known of Tommy Dorsey's post-war sides, arranged by alto saxophonist Sid Cooper. And before that, we heard Sid Cooper and Charlie Shaver's composition Rest Stop, which was recorded by the Dorsey Band in 1946, but it did not come out until many, many, many years later, 1993, on the CD from which we heard it, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, the post-war era, which also includes Trombonology, which is also on the new BMG set, The Sentimental Gentleman of Swing. We're going to hear some live broadcasts now done by the post-World War II Tommy Dorsey Big Band off the Hep CD 1946 to 1948, some of them coming from the Casino Gardens Ballroom in Ocean Park, California, which was a big dance hall that Tommy Dorsey had purchased in 1944. I think he originally bought it along with Harry James and Tommy's brother Jimmy, but then Tommy ended up pretty much taking it over himself. And, you know, in 1944, it seemed like a great business notion. The big band business was booming, particularly in California with the defense industry. People were going out to dance and party every night. And so initially, it was a great success, great venue for the Dorsey Band to play. But once World War II ended, people pretty much only were going out on the weekends, and it became very, very hard to sustain this business, owning this big dance hall. But Tommy Dorsey struggled along for a number of years trying to hold on to the Casino Gardens Ballroom when he should have probably given it up. We'll hear a couple of tracks, one featuring Lucy Ann Polk on vocals. We're going to start with this one, Dawn on the Desert, Tommy Dorsey on the big bands.
And now comes this melodic and descriptive tune featuring Tommy Dorsey on the trombone, and it's called Dawn on the Desert. Oh, was entitled Dawn on the Desert, a tune written for us especially by Charlie Shavers, our great trumpet player, featuring Tommy Dorsey on the trombone.
Colder, I know that you're longing to
Tommy Dorsey's big band doing You Know What the Trouble Is with Lucy Ann Polk on vocals, a 1948 broadcast from Tommy Dorsey at the Fat Man's 1946 through 48 on the Hep label. From the same CD, we heard a 1948 broadcast of Feels So Good and a 1946 broadcast of Dawn on the Desert. We're going to hear some more Dorsey post-war music off another Hep CD, this one called It's the Lovely, 1947 through 1950, including a couple of Cole Porter tunes, and this one, more Lucy Ann Polk on Baby Baby All the Time on the Big Bands.
You know that once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, he was oh so right to me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue. You couldn't help but care when he looked at you. He called me baby, baby, all the time.
take your tea with cream, and in your favorite dream, is there a house with a view? And do you love a formal dance? Do you hate a smarty pants? I ought to know more about you.
Fond of candy bars and little foreign cars that never hold more than two. And would your heart go boom to boom if I should walk into the room? I ought to know more about you.
Now tell me, Duffy, do you gnash your teeth at night? And do you think it's right for charming people to chew? And do you love the Gershwin tunes? Do you hate a dish of prunes? I ought to know more about you.
Francis, hey, Tommy, do you like to telephone? And when you're all alone, do you get lonesome and blue? And I would like to know so much. Have you the skin I'd love to touch? I ought to know more about you. Heart entwined in mine,
I ought to know more about you.
Francis Irwin and Jack Duffy singing I Oughta Know More About You, Tommy Dorsey Big Band in 1950 off the Hep CD It's Da Lovely, 1947 through 1950. We heard the title track off that as well, along with Why Shouldn't I and Baby Baby All the Time, Lucy Ann Polk on vocals. We're going to close with a recording from 1956. January 28th will be the 50th anniversary of Elvis Presley's debut on national TV, and that debut was not with Ed Sullivan, it was with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey on Jackie Gleason's stage show. This comes off the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey and Elvis Presley doing Heartbreak Hotel on the big bands.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now a little song that I have on record, RCA Victor, entitled Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry their blues. So, well, we get so lonely, baby. Well, we get so lonely. Well, it's so lonely, they could die. Well, the bellhop tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back. And they're so, well, they get so lonely, baby. Well, they get so lonely. Well, it's so lonely, they could die. Well, now if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. Well, you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Go, go!
We hope you'll join us again here on WFIU next Friday night for the Big Bands at 9 p.m. Production support for the Big Bands comes from Romy Remodeling, since 1978, specializing in custom kitchens, baths, and room additions. Romy Remodeling, Bloomington, 331-7858. The Big Bands is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University.
Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back in there. So, well, they're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely. they could die.